Welcome to ParentChildConnect.com. I am Olaolu Ogunyemi. Maximize potential by destroying complacency. How a C- changed my perspective. I want to begin with a couple of disclaimers. Firstly, this is neither an endorsement for nor a bash on the letter grading system that exists in many public schools. Additionally, I never actually had a teacher tell me that I received a C- for quote-unquote complacency. In fact, that would have likely been counterproductive if they approached me in such a manner. This is simply a reflection on how two specific educators in my life influenced me to live up to my potential. Of course, highlighting these two educators is not to take away from the extraordinary contributions that all of my teachers had over the years. There is just one commonality between the two that is worth discussing. The first is my 8th grade English teacher, Mrs. Author. And the second is my advanced composition professor at Grambling State University, Dr. Clausen. Both of these educators gave me a grade I was not accustomed to, a C-. My reaction. Though I remained tactful, I marched into both of their rooms with a fairly arrogant attitude. "I think you made a mistake," I said. "I've seen everybody else's paper, and mine is by far the best." Although these two occurrences occurred approximately 5 years apart, both of them gave me the same calm look and responded, "You can do better than this." Man, I was floored. "Oh, okay, Yoda," I thought. "Save your motivational speech for someone else." But believe it or not, I didn't have a response. I walked out of the room disappointed and slightly angry that this happened to me twice. Once my initial frustration subsided during the latter interaction, a new revelation began to set in. I had once again become so comfortable doing the bare minimum that it was beginning to show in my work. In other words, my complacency was limiting my potential. Complacency. We use the word complacency fairly often in the Marine Corps. Quotes like "complacency kills" are plastered all over posters in an effort to remind Marines to remain sharp and prepared for uncertainty. So what does complacency mean? Merriam-Webster defines complacency as self-satisfaction, especially when accompanied by unawareness of actual dangers or deficiencies. There's no wonder why military organizations condemn complacency, because the results can be fatal. But let's consider other environments where consequences aren't as dire. Does it matter whether you are complacent or not? Were the educators I mentioned above just overreacting? I will offer this to answer those questions. If you show me an environment where complacency is rampant, I will show you an environment of mediocrity. Numerous people and organizations have limited their upward potential as they have settled with good enough. Usually, complacency is driven by pride in one's achievements, especially in comparison to others. For example, I have always enjoyed writing, and because I have enjoyed and practiced writing, I improved over time. Over the years, my parents, mentors, and educators have encouraged me to continue to hone in on this skill. So much so that I managed to become extremely proud of my work and ability to effortlessly write thousands of words while others struggled to write 100. Now, here are the mistakes that led to my complacency. My first big mistake was taking too much time to praise my own work and abilities. I call this the always A-plus mentality. With this mindset, I believed that everything I wrote deserved an A-plus. It was like I somehow thought that I was the King Midas of composition. Of course, this mindset was reaffirmed by the grades I received throughout elementary, high school, and even college. With this arrogant attitude, I neither practiced writing nor studied to improve my writing abilities. I even began to procrastinate on projects that had a substantial impact on my overall grade. In my mind, I was becoming a better writer without prioritizing writing. As I continued to bask in my own pride and boast, at least to myself, how great I was becoming, I began to compare myself to my peers. In fact, my peers began to bring me their work to edit, further affirming how, quote-unquote, great I was at writing. It wasn't until I received that second C- from one of my many respected educators that I began to understand how my writing skills had stagnated. My vocabulary hadn't truly expanded since high school. My ideas were recycled, and my research-backed evidence presented in my writing was shallow. I had spent so much time celebrating my accomplishments in an echo chamber that I hadn't noticed that I had peaked and began a gradual decline. My educators made me aware of that gradual decline and complacency. In retrospect, I could have been much further along in my writing endeavors if I would have remained focused on improvement instead of just meeting the bare minimum. These two educators, and many others, recognized my potential and took action to ensure that my arrogance did not allow me to unnecessarily peak. Rather, they encouraged me to be a continual learner who actively seeks out complacent habits in my life. From an overall grade perspective, the C- was inconsequential. However, it was critical to my personal development. So how do we maximize an individual's potential while preventing complacency? Number one, recognize the signs of complacency. Don't become so enamored with raw talent and skill that you miss obvious signs of complacency. For example, I heard a basketball coach discussing one of his players. Man, he's gotten good. I don't even know how to coach him anymore. At that moment, I knew the player's upward potential would stall if someone didn't intervene. Yeah, the player had phenomenal stats, but he was simply going through the motion on offense, giving lackluster effort on defense, distracted by the crowd, and missing obvious ways to engage his teammates. As leaders, we must remain purpose-driven and focused on improving those we lead. Don't get distracted by the stats. Number two, identify purpose. We must help those we lead find their purpose. Now, I've talked about purpose quite a bit in Chasing Purpose is Better Than Chasing Success, both part one and part two. And if you look at the blog, you can see links to those articles. And two of my favorite quotes from these articles are, "Your purpose is the wind beneath your wing during thriving times and the force that drives you during low times." And, "Chasing success leads to disappointment. Chasing purpose leads to fulfillment." I believe purpose aligns with what inspires you. And as I stated in another article, How to Shift Your Perspective and Live a Better Life Today, there are three quick questions you should ask yourself to find what inspires you. And then the intersection of these answers will reveal your purpose. So the first question to ask yourself is, what activities, thoughts, or passions energize me? The second question is, what value do I bring to those around me? And remember, we all bring value to those around us. And lastly, ask yourself, what are my greatest strengths? Number three, develop individualized goals. Immediate and long-term goals are critical to overcoming complacency and increasing potential. You see, goals trigger new behaviors and habits while helping you gain and maintain momentum. If you know me, you know I love cheesy acronyms. So with that in mind, teach those you lead that developing and achieving goals is dope. That's D D-R-E-A-M-O-P-E. The D stands for dream. Develop a clear vision of what achieving your purpose looks like. What actionable steps do you need to take? O stands for offload. Write down your clear vision statement and the actionable steps you thought of in the first step. The P stands for plan. Develop a deliberate plan to achieve your actionable steps. That means you should break down how you will achieve each step in detail. Start assigning specific dates, times, and deadlines to your steps. This is where your goals transform from conceptual to actionable. And then finally, E stands for execute. In the words of one of my favorite college professors, Dr. Matthew, do the job. In other words, start executing the above steps while adhering to the deadlines. Record your progress and repeat this cycle as required to refine your goals and actionable steps. Remember, remain focused on ensuring your goals align with your purpose. Number 4, co-develop individualized standards. Sometimes people's standards align with the bare minimum universal standards. You will have to invest additional time helping to develop standards if that is one of the people you lead. Universal standards exist to establish a baseline understanding of societal expectations. However, our personal standards are layered on top of universal standards to help us consistently pursue our lifelong purpose. In other words, the metrics we use to measure our success, or standards, shouldn't simply equal the universal standard. Instead, our standards should track and measure how effective our unique goals are at helping us achieve our purpose. And number 5, time and effort. As I alluded to above, developing and achieving goals requires you to adhere to specific dates, times, and deadlines. As such, you must teach those you lead how to budget their time and apply effort to the things that help them achieve their immediate and long-term goals. You know, I have a sticky note on my computer that reads, "Remember, don't dedicate energy and effort to things that don't matter." I offer that same advice to you and those you lead. First, write down every activity that consumes your time and effort over a 72-hour period. Next, circle the things that help you achieve your purpose. We'll call those the purposeful tasks. Then, highlight the things that may not necessarily contribute to your purpose, but they are necessary for your daily routine. We'll call those essential tasks. Lastly, cross out the things that are neither purposeful nor essential, and we'll call those the worthless tasks. Continue this exercise over time until you develop a list of purely purposeful and essential tasks. After all that is done, determine how much time you need to accomplish each item on your refined task list. Prioritize these tasks in order of importance and use this document to drive your daily actions and activities. So, in conclusion, many people live their entire lives without reaching their true potential. That is why it is critical for us to apply these fundamentals to help others maximize their potential. It will be a challenge, but it is achievable as long as we remain focused. I'm extremely proud of you for joining us on this journey. Keep up the great work, and let's demolish complacency together. Thanks for reading. And have a great week.